This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning. This is Barb Christensen, Chairman of the South Dakota Civil Service Commission. I will call this meeting to order. Heather, would you call the roll?
Barbara?
Present.
Shannon? Dawn?
Who? Me?
Shannon Williams? Okay, Dawn Morris?
Present.
JC?
Present.
Jeff? Greg? Judy?
Present.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. We will proceed then. The first item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. You should all have a copy of that in front of you. Is there a motion to approve that, or are there any additions or corrections?
Oh, dear. This is Dawn.
Is there a second?
Judy, second.
Moved by Dawn, seconded by Judy to approve the agenda. Heather, do you want to call the roll?
Yes, ma'am. Barbara?
Yes.
Dawn?
Yes.
JC?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Motion carries. Okay, the next item on the agenda is approving the minutes of our October 29th conference call. Have you had an opportunity to look at those? And if so, is there a motion?
JC, make the motion to approve.
And a second.
This is Judy, and I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes from October 29th. Would you call the roll on that, Heather?
Yes. Judy?
Yes.
JC?
Yes.
Dawn?
Yes.
Barbara?
Yes. Sounds like somebody just beeped in. Do we?
Yeah, Jeff Miller. Welcome. Sorry, I'm late.
Okay, welcome, Jeff. We went ahead and just started. So far, we've just approved the agenda and the minutes from our last conference call. So we do have five people on the call now. So we had a quorum to proceed before you came on. So the purpose of our call today is to deal with classification and compensation issues. So we will proceed with that.
Good morning, everyone. This is Ellen Zeller, Director of Classification and Compensation, and Merry Christmas. I have just one pay grade to bring before you. I'm sorry, I talked over. Was that you, Judy?
Yep, I just said Merry Christmas to you, too.
And are you in Arizona?
Yes, until about 2 o'clock this afternoon, and then we're flying home.
Ah. So you'll leave the good weather, although we're having pretty nice weather here, too, so you won't be coming into any snowstorms.
Oh, good.
So I have one class to visit with you about today, the highway maintenance worker. You're probably all familiar with what highway maintenance workers do. You see them out on the road. They maintain the highways. They repair the highways. They move snow on the highways throughout the state. There are a series of three classes, the highway maintenance worker, the lead highway maintenance worker, and the highway maintenance supervisor. But we're only asking for the pay grade of the highway maintenance worker to move at this point. We did look at all of those pay grades in 2012, and you approved them going up at that time. If you recall, we then implemented a new compensation structure in 2015, and these were made pay grade F under the general salary structure at that time. And that maintained the two pay grade difference between the highway maintenance worker and the lead highway maintenance worker then. They had been pay grade 12 and 14. Right now they're pay grade F and H. But we're coming to ask that you approve moving the pay grade F to a pay grade G for a number of reasons. They are much closer in the duties that they have to perform to the lead worker than they had been in the past. In addition, the technology requirements for this position have grown in what they use in their trucks, in the snowplows. You can imagine, because technology has grown in most jobs. There is also going to be a federal requirement for CDL holders that they have a Class A CDL holder for these types of positions. We are concerned that will affect our ability to recruit these types of positions, because it's a harder CDL to get and maintain. And obviously, we need to hire these positions. We have difficulty recruiting them already. There are about 250 positions that are filled right now, but we always have ongoing vacancies for these. Our competition with county and city governments is high because they pay a lot more than we do. So we're asking that you approve the movement of the pay grade for the highway maintenance worker from a pay grade F to a pay grade G. And I'll answer any questions.
Couldn't agree with you more. This is Dawn. Especially now if you have to have a Class A.
Yes, and you would know about that, Dawn.
Yeah.
It all makes sense to me, Ellen. I make a motion to move the pay grade from an F to a G for the highway maintenance workers. This is Judy.
And
second.
Is
there a second?
I think there was a second. Yep. Yeah, there was a second, or Jeff Miller seconds, too.
Okay. Okay, it's been moved and seconded to move the pay grade for a highway maintenance worker from an F to a G. Is there further discussion? If not, Heather, would you call the roll?
Yes, ma'am. Barbara?
Yes.
Dawn?
Yes.
JC?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries. Did someone
else? This is Greg.
Else?
I'm sorry I'm late.
Okay, Greg. We only had one. We proceeded without you since we had a quorum, and the only item on the agenda this morning was changing the pay grade on a highway maintenance worker, and we just heard Ellen give us the explanation on that, and the motion was made to do so. So that motion carries. Is there any further business?
Madam Chair, I just wanted to take a moment to introduce Mary Weishuttle, who will become the new Civil Service Commission liaison for the Bureau of Human Resources.
Good morning. This is Mary.
Good morning, Mary. Welcome morning, aboard. Mary.
Thank you. I look forward to the opportunity.
Welcome, Mary. This is Judy.
Thank you.
So, Heather, have you already moved to your new position?
Yes, yes. So this is one of the first things that I'm offloading on someone else.
Okay.
I'll be sad to stop working with you guys. But Mary's much better at the paperwork part than I will be ever. So you'll be happy to be working with her. She's been in BHR for quite some time.
15 years.
So we're sending you to a seasoned veteran.
Great. Well, we look forward to working with you.
Thank you.
Do we have anything in the works? Any grievances? Or
yeah, we received one grievance,
issues?
And we're pretty early in the process. So my guess is that you wouldn't hear it if it got that far until after the legislative session in March.
Okay. All right. Is there any other business or anything anyone would like to say before we adjourn?
This is Ellen, and I just want to say thank you for your approval of the pay grade, and I hope you all have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you.
Okay, we just need to vote real quick to adjourn.
Yeah, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved. This is Dawn.
Dawn, and a second on that? nobody wants to leave.
This is Greg.
Moved by Don and seconded by Greg to adjourn. Heather, would you call the roll on that?
Yes. Barbara?
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
JC?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Excellent.
Okay, I don't know if anybody else just got the got a text message. I am assuming that it's from Shannon. It said, sorry, Heather, my dad is in the hospital, so can't make the call this morning. I meant to text you earlier. So keep them in your thoughts today. Okay. Okay, well, everybody have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Right. We'll see you.
You too, bye.